When a new cruise ship arrives in port, there are some traditional formalities. Local officials and media are invited on board, there are snacks and speeches, plaques are exchanged, hands are shook, and then there's a tour. Usually, most of these things happen in a near-empty lounge while a ship's thousands of cruise passengers are busy with their own tours. But when the small uncruise adventures ship SS Legacy tied up at the dock, its approximately 90 passengers were included in the ceremony. Also attending the event was the company's owner, Dan Blanchard.
We are really glad to be bringing the SS Legacy back to Ketchikan. It's been a little over 3 years since the boat's been here, and we just got underway with our inaugural cruise here from Seattle a few days ago, and we're really happy to be here with you all.
You heard that right. It's not actually the first time the Legacy has visited Ketchikan, but it is the first time in several years and the first visit since the ship was refurbished. In honor of that, the ship's captain, Daniel Quinn, and Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer did the whole plaque exchange, speeches, and handshaking. Saxman Mayor Joe Williams also was on board for the event and explains that his killer whale clan recently adopted Blanchard. It turned into a learning moment for the audience.
His Tlingit name is Kanauk. So repeat after me, Kanauk.
Kanauk.
One more time.
Kanauk.
And when you want to find out how Dan is, you say, Wasa'iati.
Wasa'iati.
So you say, Wasa'iati Kanauk.
Wasa'iati Kanauk.
And your response is,
what is my response, Joe?
Your response is Kletwa Sakh cheese.
Williams, who was about to take a group of passengers on one of his popular walking tours, then sang a couple of songs. The first is a Tlingit welcome song.
And it goes like this. Oyo
Traditionally, that song would continue for a couple of hours, he explains, because the singer is wearing a feather headdress and dances as he sings. The intent is for the singer to continue until a feather has landed on everyone in the room. The second song is meant to stir up all those feathers once again. The audience then listened to a different kind of singing when an a cappella group that had been traveling with the cruise called Letters from Home presented America.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple.
The Legacy starts its 7-day cruises in Ketchikan and runs to Wrangell, Petersburg, Sitka, Frederick Sound, Glacier Bay, Haines, Skagway, and Juneau. It has a Gold Rush theme, and many of its crew dress in period costumes. One of them is Erica Gloud.
Pretty. Yeah, this is our dining room. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We also do an early riser.
She led visitors on a tour through lounges, the outdoor deck, and the owner's suite, which is a special large cabin on the top deck. Two uncruise adventures vessels are based out of Ketchikan now, and the Legacy will join them in 2014. Here's Blanchard again.
So it's not just people coming in on boat leaving, but there's actually income that, or money that gets expended at the hotels and such. So that's a really big thing for us as a company, and I know it's important for Ketchikan. And we just want to hopefully continue to grow this relationship for a long, long time.
Uncruise Adventures, formerly called Inner Sea Discoveries, operates 7 small vessels in Southeast this season. They range in capacity from 22 guests on the Safari Quest to 152 on the Wilderness Discoverer. The Legacy's first stop in Ketchikan was the launch of its only cruise this season, but Southeast Alaska will see the ship weekly for 3 months starting next June. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.